Christ, the Center of Our Lives. From The Kingdom of Jesus, Part 1, by St. John Eudes. The first and principal object, indeed the only object of the attention, the love, and good pleasure of the Eternal Father, is His Son, Jesus. I say the only one, because as this Divine Father has willed that His Son, Jesus, be all, in all things, and that in Him and by Him all things hold together, according to the words of the Apostle, so He sees and loves all things in Him, and sees and loves nothing but Him in all things. And as this same Apostle teaches us that He has made all things in Him and by Him, so we learn from Him that He has made all things for Him. And as He has placed in Him all the treasures of His knowledge and wisdom, of His goodness and beauty, of His glory and happiness, and of all His other divine perfections, so He Himself proclaims loudly and more than once that He has placed all His good pleasure and His delights in this only begotten and well-beloved Son, which, of course, does not exclude the Holy Spirit, because He is the Spirit of Jesus, and is really one with Him. In imitation of this Heavenly Father, whom we should follow and imitate as our Father, we should make Jesus the sole object of our minds and our hearts. We should see and love all things in Him, and should see and love only Him in all things. We should do everything in Him and for Him. We should place all our satisfaction and all our pleasure in Him, for as He is the paradise of the Eternal Father, in whom He takes His pleasure, so this Holy Father has given Him to us. In fact, He has given Himself to us to be our paradise. This is why He commands us to make our dwelling in Him. Remain in Me. And His beloved disciple repeats this commandment twice. Remain in Him, my little children, remain in Him. And St. Paul, to induce us to do so, assures us that there is no condemnation for those who remain in Jesus Christ. But when I say that we should make Jesus our only object in life, this does not exclude the Father and the Holy Spirit. For Jesus also assures us that those who see Him see His Father. Those who speak about Him speak also about His Father and His Holy Spirit. Those who honor Him and love Him likewise honor and love His Father and His Holy Spirit. And those who make Him the only object of their attention, behold at the same time the Father and the Holy Spirit. Look then upon this very lovable Savior as the unique object of your thoughts, desires, and affections, as the sole goal of all your actions, as your center, your paradise, and your all. Go to Him. From wherever you are as to a place of refuge, by lifting up your mind and your heart to Him. Remain always in Him. That is to say, let your mind and your heart, all your thoughts, desires, and affections, be in Him. And let all your actions be done in Him and for Him. Remember from time to time that you are before God and in God Himself, that our Lord Jesus Christ, according to His divinity, surrounds you on all sides, indeed penetrates and fills you so much so that He is more in you than you are yourself, that He never stops thinking of you, and that His eyes and His heart are always turned toward you. Christ is the head of the body, the church, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together, that in everything he might be preeminent.